2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Yo, yo, yo.
Dude, we should do, you know who I was listening to the other day? The Cooligans. You ever listen to them?
Uh-uh.
You listen to the Cooligans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, the guy, Alexis, he's so funny. So funny.
Cooligans, podcast.
It's podcast, yeah. Soccer podcast. They kind of started like the RSL show.
Covering NYCFC.
Yeah, and then they expanded to MLS. And then they just got this huge following. So now they go to like different games in MLS, but also
and EPL.
Have...
They cover EPL too.
Also like EPL, so they... Yeah, and they have a TV show now.
Hmm.
Yeah, but they're awesome. Yeah, they're comedians though.
Yeah, that's cool.
And they kind of started as like, "Hey, we don't know everything about soccer, but we're funny, and we'll talk about what we want to talk about." And it kind of gives me the origin story at least is like some RSL show vibes.
Yeah,
because well, let's face it, we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
don't have to
most of the time.
But I mean, if you think about it, most fans are on the same level.
They're yeah,
like what is Tam? What is Gam? What is like,
thank you, ma'am?
It's yeah. all these things that like we are all on the same level.
Or even tactics, right?
Yeah,
I understand. Tactics.
Josh is a tactical guy, right? Like a lot of people played soccer, grew up playing soccer.
Yeah, it's nice having Mitch for that too, and yeah. Jake as well.
Yeah. I also don't. I mean, I don't love. On podcast form, like really breaking those down, though, I don't think it's entertaining to listen to.
No, it's just too specific because most fans are in.
Right.
Yeah, we can gloss over it. Talk yeah. formation, or
I mean, I care more about you know. Uniforms than I do tactics.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
I
a
care
hot take.
So much more. Like yeah. I care about what visually appealing than I do about tactics. I just want to score goals.
Yeah, do some goals.
Yeah, do yeah. some goals.
Make some hard tackles.
Bangers, please.
Look cool. Mm-hmm. Some screamers and bangers, please.
Yeah.
Functional.
Well, hey, you're listening to the RSL show. My name's Andy Munoz.
Is that a cold opening? I'm Josh Clark.
Josh Clark. And we're
Sean Miller.
What up, Sean? Miller. Thanks for joining us today,
dude,
sir.
Dude, hey, can you give us a like a Price is Right type of intro? Almost like a way you just...
Welcome to the RSL show, coming straight from Salt Lake City to your eardrums.
I love that.
Okay.
I love that for us.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Sean Miller, owner of the Park Cafe. Go check out Park Cafe. Mm-hmm. Also, Sean.
Sounds so good.
Has been a big Real Salt Lake fan forever. And you gifted us that Wondolowski jersey, which in full disclosure, Jake has said that I could take that home, but I won't because I don't want to betray our friendship. So we leave it in the studio.
I think you should wear it.
No way.
I think you should burn it.
Can you imagine? Dude, can you imagine? I walk into Park Cafe one day with the Wondolowski jersey. I take it out of the case.
Yeah.
And then just
I'm wearing
instantly
it.
Spills syrup down the front of it.
I have an Albert jersey, too. He gave me one his first year. So you can have that one, too, if you want.
Yeah. All right, let's just talk. Oh my God. let's just talk about that. Albert Rusnak, you actually said something pretty interesting when you walked into the building, Sean. You said that you don't like.
Oh, I'm really having a hard time with this forced appreciation that we're supposed to have with Albert coming from like the front office and things of that nature. You know, just kind of press clippings and stuff, because we're fans.
Like, kick rocks, man, right?
Yeah.
Kick rocks.
Like,
get out of here.
We don't. First of all, if I had cared that he would left, it would have been like if Demir had left.
You know what I mean?
Like you guys were talking about this on a previous podcast, but that's when it like really kicks you in the heart, you know? This is just a thing where it's like, you know what? Good riddance, dude.
Yeah. Peace out, bud.
Yeah, I mean, demand whatever you want. I demand a better DP. That's what I demand.
Yeah, I really don't understand this false. I think it's a false narrative of him being this top world-class attacking midfielder in the MLS. I don't see it.
I didn't see it either. Nope. That's what I'm saying. Like, this stuff that we're reading from, oh, we're supposed to appreciate how much he did for the club and things. Man,
what did you do
this last year and him playing, like, all the minutes he played, and yeah, great.
Before that?
But before that, nothing, man.
How many times did we talk about on this show, because I know you're a listener, that we were completely fine if Albert dipped?
Yeah, we were.
Constantly.
Completely agree with that.
Yeah,
just never was a thing where I was like, oh, Albert, we gotta keep him, man.
I think the other thing that's bugging me is Albert got zero attention while he was here, right? From MLS, from writers, never an all-star, none of this stuff. And now all over MLS.com or Twitter from National Writers, it's talking about how great Albert is.
The Albert watch.
Yeah.
Flipping kidding
me.
Get
the hell out of here. I don't, like, I just don't see it. Take away, dude. If you took away his penalties and gave him Demir last year, Demir's the golden boot of the league. Let's talk about Demir. Let's not talk about Albert. Albert's gone. Good riddance.
Yeah.
I'm so over talking about Albert Rusnak.
Yeah. It is pretty lame, man. I know exactly what you're talking about. And, you know, maybe it's good on Seattle to, like, you know, it's their marketing team, their media team. Good job. Like, you pissed off the RSL fan base. And you know, they're hyping up a new signing, which they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle Sounders is always going to get more love than Real Salt Lake is going to get from Major League Soccer. So when you factor that in, and then when you kind of factor like the narrative that you said, where we're all supposed to be like sad and grateful, I kind of went off on the last podcast talking about Albert, saying like, I don't see it. He's not a Diego Valeri. He's not anything that's meaningful to the club. He's not a Kyle Beckerman. He's not
Javi Morales.
He's not a Javi Morales. You know, I mean, dude, like I have more feelings like toward Chris Schuler than I would for like Albert Rusnak.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's for somebody who's supposed to be like this integral,
the captain,
you know, part, the captain, whatever, the
he
face
never
of the club.
Like the captain.
Yeah, no, and you know, whatever, man. But from like the human side perspective, do what's best for your family, your career. See you later. No hard feelings there, but you as a player, I'm over.
Yeah, I honestly don't care that he left for another team. I hate that it's Seattle. Right?
I hate that it's free.
That also sucks. But I think the reaction is what's really bugging me about it. Like,
yeah,
I just don't get it.
No,
I never will.
Like, now's the time to be a toxic fan base. It's okay. Like, this is warranted.
Right, but it's like being toxic in the wrong way. You know what I mean? Like, the people that are trying to...
Toxic positivity. That's a thing.
Yeah, no. And, like, that's what we've been trying to do, right? Like, yeah, go.
Yeah.
Let's give him hell when he comes back.
Yeah.
He probably won't play like Freddie didn't coach the first time he came back. But these fans that are, like, getting after the FO or telling the other fans that they need to be sad that he's gone, like, I just do not understand it. And I know they're probably deep down just freaked out that the roster's looking kind of thin at the moment.
Right.
But, like, guys, it's going to be okay. Ownership's going to come in. They've come in. It's going to take them a minute to sign some guys. They're going to sign some guys. And I can't wait to sign a new attacking threat and you completely forget Albert even existed because this new guy is going to be hopefully better, right?
Yeah. Well,
how do we know it's not, you know, Johnny Menendez on the...
Joni could kill it.
Joni. Sorry.
Yeah. I call him Johnny too, but I think it's
Yoni.
Yoni.
Yoni. Well, yeah. Now I know for
get
sure.
Get it right.
Maybe it's Yoni. You may... There's Now maybe Bobby Wood can be healthy.
Yeah, Rubin could kick off again too. Like, I mean, I know Dan Farns brought it up on Twitter, but like, we won our two playoff games without Albert.
Yeah. Dude, I literally was, I was thinking that. I'm sure I said it. We did do better with Albert Rusnak. And Albert Rusnak, coming off of the COVID protocol, not really, like, I can't speak to how healthy he was, but right. for me, it was like, dude, just don't play. You don't have to play this game. Let the team go on, put your pride aside, get some more time to recover. I get it, as an athlete, you want to play in a Western Conference final.
Yeah.
But when it was just like detrimental, man. It was just like, it didn't do anything for the team.
Well, and he really only fit in on the squad on the left, right?
Yeah.
Whenever he played on the left, he completely disappeared. Why do we want to keep, like, would you rather have Domi not play so Albert can play centrally? Or would you have Albert here playing on the left, or Albert here not at all? I want Domi playing. I don't give a shit about Albert. And, you know, some of the things I heard about Albert refusing to play on the wing came out in The Athletic. And that's part of the reason he's not here, because his vision for what he wanted did not align with RSL's vision. And RSL being a team squad, not an Albert squad. If you don't want to be a part of RSL and be the team is the star mentality that we've always lived by, then you're gone. I don't care who you are. Zlatan could have been here and been like, I only want to do this, and we could have sold him. I'm like, fine, bye. We got it. We can't stray away from that for 100%. Someone that isn't really worth straying away for.
No. No way. You know, for Zlatan, I
probably would for Zlatan. Yeah, that was a little extreme. But hey, you know.
The team is the star.
Pass it to Zlatan. It's fine.
Yeah. Anyway. Buy Zlatan. Yeah, bring him here.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think if you have an academy too, you know, and you work your way up from there, like you're saying, if you have a style of play that you play and it builds its way, you know, people are training that way and learning that way.
Right. You can't have one guy throw that all the way off because he wants to only play in one position. No player, in my opinion, gets to tell the gaffer where he plays. If the manager says, I need you playing here this match, you go, all right, I don't know how well I'll do, but I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to give it 110. Let's see how it goes.
Well, I think one thing I would like to also add on Albert is seeing the reaction of the other players, former players. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure you guys saw Nick's tweet. I was like, all right, peace, dude. Like, you know, like, it was like, hit the road then. I mean, I don't know exactly what it was, but it was witty because there's that way.
A lot of like, former players that do not like him.
Yeah. And how great was it to have, like, the ownership when they came in to have, you know, Nick,
Kyle,
and Kyle there instead of Albert's smug ass?
Right.
No, that's, I mean, for me, like, the way that change of ownership came across was really focusing on, like, hey, we are team is the star thing.
Right.
We're taking two guys from that era and throwing it in here because this is what we want.
Right.
We want guys that are going to stick around. We want guys that are, you know, buy into the community.
Yeah. That's a big thing, buying into the community.
Dude, huge. I mean, how lucky are we to have the stars that want to stay here after?
I think it's incredible.
And make this a little Utah pride.
Yeah. No, honestly, like, but that's...
Ooh, how good do I feel right now?
I tried to... So I had a couple Sounders fans in my inbox on Twitter, like asking why RSL fans were mostly so fine with Albert leaving.
Because he's horrible.
And I told him, I said, you know, I hope you all the best with him, but, you know, take away his penalties, he's less than average, right? Not a team guy, not a community guy. And I tried to explain that, like, the Utah fan base is very much we want you here for a long time.
We do, yeah.
We want you to want to be here, and if you don't want to be here, we don't want you here.
You feel that with Donovan,
yes,
Mitchell.
Rudy.
Like, we're all, like, kind of pins and needles on, like, what he might decide to do.
Right.
What his next step is. Like, being from Utah and, like, that kind of, like, inferiority complex that we have.
Exactly.
We want people to stick around like Carl and John did,
you know,
back in the day with the Jazz and...
Yeah, so
that
just,
way for sure. Or Nick and Kyle.
Yeah,
more
any of them
recently.
Or just be willing to want to come back, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, well, wanting to end their careers here was so cool.
Yeah,
that's so cool for Nick and Kyle. Like, there are dudes forever.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Forever and ever.
Yep.
Like, they're not anybody else's dudes. And like having, like, you know, Javi's similar, but the fact that he went somewhere else and he's now in somebody else's academy because he didn't
Yeah.
You know, he didn't end here.
Yeah. I think he'll be back then.
I sure hope so, because he is our dude.
He is. Javi will forever be.
We need to keep these guys as our dudes. I like that.
I think Javi's over it, though.
I don't think he's over RSL. I think he's over the beef.
Yeah.
Especially now that Deloitte's gone.
Yeah.
Javi will be back with RSL someday.
Hopefully,
in some capacity.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, just seeing his smiling face around again would be fantastic.
Or getting his kid to play for the Monarchs to start. You know, because I know he's playing it. You know, in the Miami Academy and getting called up to national teams and things. So,
interesting.
That's so Santi, cool.
dude.
That's
cool.
So cool.
So Albert Rusnak, we're over it. Let's just never utter those words again.
Well, I'm just excited for when he comes back because we should do like a big TIFO for it.
Just big old.
Yeah, just something
F-U
with like
Albert.
His number on it. That'd be great.
Never our
we
captain.
We should get everybody. Ooh. Yeah, do it like across the whole east side instead of south or north. Or like roll that TIFO out.
Our captain. Yeah.
Never our captain.
Never our captain. Ooh, that's a good one, dude.
That's a good one. Oh, I wish. That could happen.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would really actually do that because it's so disrespectful, but I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're listening, we could get a Never Our Captain t-shirt going.
That should be good.
If you guys are listening and you guys love Albert and you're pissed off,
tweet
at us, talk some shit to us. You have that every right.
Yeah, just not going to reply because I'm honestly so sick of talking about it.
And honestly, like tactics-wise, he may have been great, but as a fan aesthetically,
he wasn't great for our tactic,
though.
He wasn't
great
for our tactic.
He just seemed like he passed the ball around the back all the time, like passed it back to the center backs all the time. Always going the wrong way.
The one I'm kind of sad that didn't work out, though, is, you know, just last night, Tony Datkovich is now gone.
Oh, really?
And gone just that quickly. I had pretty high hopes for him. I thought he showed pretty well for a few minutes, but then, you know, it all just fell apart. And it just probably wasn't a good fit. So it's okay, but now the squad's just looking thinner and thinner, right?
Yeah, it's good to recognize it early on, though, rather than just go a full season.
Right, or like re-sign him and
carry
on that.
Yeah,
buckle that up.
It does feel like the start of this year is going to be pretty rough for us. Going into it just because of the amount of players we have and where they're going to come from. But
I love that for us, though, because I feel like the narrative doing this every single year, we're like, on to the next one. And then as we're starting, we're like, yeah, we've got a great squad and everyone's healthy and they're going to play. And like, you know, maybe if we start off like thinking we're going to suck, maybe it'll just have the reverse effect.
Well, I think last year we did have a feeling like what everybody was writing was like, man, we might suck this year. But when we were talking about it last year, too, it was like, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. It's lightning in a bottle, you know, a bunch of young kids, too. You never know.
Dude, Axel Kai could come in and just score some bangers real quick.
Crazy. Crazy young kid.
Dude.
Wow.
I mean, I don't
know. What were you doing at 14 and a half, dude?
Dude, Tony Hawk Pro Skater, probably.
Yeah. I was collecting all the skate letters in every single level.
Yeah, I was just barely starting to cause trouble.
Yeah.
Like, just barely, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was not in any space that I could be a professional soccer player.
You were at Area 51 going crazy. Was that a thing back then?
No, there was back then, I mean, we were just kids, so acting stupid, but like, you know, taking my mom's car and stuff, you know, that kind
of
stuff. A lot of fun.
You were
sorry,
one of those,
Mom.
Huh? Yeah.
I know
Sorry, Miss
Miller or Mrs. Miller, I don't know.
I know we talk about rebuilding RSL nearly every year, right? Rebuilding the roster, rebuild. But this is the first time that like I truly feel okay with calling it a rebuild because we've kind of cut the fat, right? New ownership's come in, and now they have the flexibility to bring in these new pieces. I mean, what do we have? 3 DP slots open, a couple U22 initiative player spots open. So, like, they're in a position where they could truly rebuild this squad and aren't going to be hamstrung by Albert contracts for the next few years. Imagine if we would have re-signed Albert for a whole ton of money, a couple more years, and we didn't get second half of last season, Albert. We got the first 4.5 years of Albert again.
Yeah, because he knows he's guaranteed like the 4 years.
Right. He can take the foot off the pedal again.
Yeah.
Until, you know, he doesn't make a World Cup qualifier squad. Yeah.
Just off the pedal.
Well, at the start of last year, for sure.
He was horrid.
I think he was aiming to get out last year. I think that, like, I don't think he wanted to stay here.
No, I don't think he ever did.
With the fact that, like, the media has been a little bit hard on him. From a Salt Lake.
Yeah,
from a Salt Lake market where we're
not
everybody's
even hard.
Bum.
Yeah.
I think they gave him the captaincy to try to like keep him happy.
Oh, heck yeah. I think that they wanted to give it to Demir because, like, even the players, are, you know, like, or I guess the buzz
right.
when you read about it is like Demir's the guy. Oh, yeah. Well,
who knows? Well, any other cool news happening in the.
Yeah, any rumors?
Real Salt Lake? Josh, any
Josh,
cool rumors?
Any rumors?
None that I can talk about.
No.
None that, like, I've confirmed to be, like, actual rumors.
Right on.
You know
that
what I
one,
mean?
That question was for Ruben.
Yeah.
He hit us.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to start digging and see if I can. Because obviously, like, I know they're looking at players, right?
Of course.
I know they are. It's all about finding the right fit, which I appreciate. You don't want to bring a guy in like Ortuño, like Albert, like Euro the second time that don't truly want to be here, right? You got to bring in guys that are going to be A, good, but B, buy into the system and B, team players, be good locker room guys. So I think it's going to take a second. I think we'll sign some guys before, you know, the season starts. I don't think we're going to roll into day one with what we have now. I really don't. I think, you know, a couple of weeks we should see some movement. I imagine, I hope. But,
yeah.
I mean, we got Scott Caldwell. That's a decent free agent signing. That's gone completely under the radar.
Yeah, dude. Supporter That's, Shield winner.
Well, I think with the new ownership, everybody's kind of in this little honeymoon phase, too. Like, we're all, like, kind of in this spot that's like, hey, this is all right. We got a professional sports owner now. It's
right.
not a real estate, you know, giant.
But people are also like, why haven't you signed anyone yet?
Yeah.
Like,
I guess a
give
little
them a
bit.
Second.
I think
know?
that's kind of where the honeymoon phase comes in because they're going to get a little bit of time to.
You got
to
have, got to give them a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Because who they don't even know who they want yet, or they don't even know if they're going to keep everybody, right?
Like right.
It's got to be so scary if you're in front office down there at the Riot. It's got to be freaky. Just going to work every day like, I'm going to do the best I can because I want to keep this gig. That's
yeah.
got to be nuts.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a really crazy pressurized situation.
Dan yeah. Farns is safe, though.
Yeah, he better be.
Dude, I would riot. I would.
That pitch is immaculate.
If he is ever let go, I will kill this podcast.
I
won't be a part of it.
I will completely turn on RSL.
And I won't be an RSL fan, straight up. I'm not even joking.
RSL show, hosted by Sean Miller, produced by Sean Miller.
Which buttons do we press, guys?
I think Dan's safe.
Is this something?
I don't think Dan has a story about the new ownership
if
coming
he,
in
but
and
I'm just
Dan
saying
out.
If he ever was, dude, I'm gone. Yeah.
I don't care. I think most of the front office folks are fine. I think they've proved that they can do their job under extremely adverse conditions, and I think they're safe for a while.
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
But it's just got to be freaky.
Yeah.
It's like tiptoes,
yeah. but
know,
I,
walking on eggshells.
I think it was probably freakier last year coming into this year than it
oh.
is now that someone's in place.
Yeah.
Now that someone's in place, you're probably breathing a little easier.
Yeah.
Like, all right,
probably
at least
like,
we know
I haven't been fired
now.
Yet. Probably
Dude,
again.
I was at a job where that happened to me, man. I was loved by the like manager that I had, and then they like restructured, brought in a new company, and I had like this manager that I just did not vibe with. Like I tried everything, you know, just be the silly guy, right? Like, hey, what's up? And he just hated me, dude, from day one. And then I got fired, of course. So
yeah, there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, really. Nothing you can
somebody
do.
Somebody just doesn't like your mojo or has somebody else
yeah.
that they want. But that dude.
Yeah.
What a dummy. Look at Andy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Oh, son messed up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he
I would say his
screwed
name, dude.
Up so big.
I'm sure that guy's in Lehigh. He's probably some VP somewhere. He's been a VP, I bet, for like 30 different companies.
Silicon slopes in it up.
Yeah, just jumping around. Cool. Well, hey, you know, I threw a question out. We'll wrap this episode up because it's meant to be a quick one. I asked on Twitter. I said, who on the roster now for Real Salt Lake is someone who is almost like attention grabbing or could get attention from the league in a positive way, either to reel more fans in, to get more engagement like on the content side from Major League Soccer, right? Kind of help promote Real Salt Lake. I have my person in mind. Who's that person for you?
I'm probably stealing yours, but it's got to be David Ochoa.
Yeah.
Ochoa's just, like, magnetic. There's something about him that, like, you can tell he's got an it factor to him, like a star factor to
got
him.
That mojo.
Yeah, if he keeps up, like, his career ascension, I guarantee, like, next 5-10 years he'll be, like, you know, the villain in a national, you know, national team type
Yeah,
area.
he'll be the – the villain in the U.S.-Mexico rivalry. He'll be starting for Mexico. I see him ending up in Liga MX, honestly,
I do
like
too.
The next 2-3 years.
I agree. I agree he's going to be – and hopefully under contracts we get him like a big old transfer fee for him.
Yeah.
But, like, even everything he's doing to build himself up in that way, that's only good for RSL.
Only good for media.
Yeah.
Love yeah. Sure. It's true, man. I mean, he's been like the center of conversation and like meetings that I've been. It's on like the Espanol side, right? But it's kind of crazy that, you know, he's a goalkeeper, right? So he's not someone who's scoring goals, but he's in the conversation with, hey, what pieces do we want to put out? And it's names like, you know, Diego Valeri. It's names like Tati Castellanos. Big names that are, you know, South American. And then David Ochoa is in that mix. And he's a goalkeeper. He's not a dude who's scoring goals. He's not a forward. He's not on TV all the time. He's not, you know, he's not the one with the cool highlight reels. I mean, although he does give us, like, really cool highlights with saves. But it's just cool to see the potential in that. And, I mean, he's delivered so many great moments already.
Just in a year.
You know, it's like Romando-esque vibes, man. Like, I think that he's on a great path, and it's only going to get better for him. And that's what you really want, is, like, you want a player like that on your team to be able to, you know, market or be marketable to help you grow and get more attention, not only from people that love this league already, but people on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And him, you know, being Hispanic and, you know, the villain role and all that, it's great, dude. Like, I'm excited for it.
The crazy part about Ochoa is, like, as good as he is in, like, media wise whatever, I've heard that the goalkeepers in the academy or that have signed for the first team that are just behind him have far more potential goalkeeping wise. That's insane to me.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Is it just the franchise? Is it just the franchise and just pumps out goalkeepers all the time? Because you like look at some of the draft picks too that have gone other places, like Connor Sparrow's playing like all the time. I know it's USL, but I mean, he's a number one goalkeeper.
Maybe we have a great system here.
Well, I mean, Mizra's a great academy goalkeeper coach, and then you got Romando in there helping out. Like, it's a place, if you're a goalkeeper, you probably want to come. That's pretty cool.
That's true. I just really love how Ochoa is so magnetic that it's like...
Yeah, these guys aren't like, nearly as magnetic, right? Uh-huh. But my point is, once we do sell Ochoa, because it's going to happen...
Yeah, for sure.
We have more young guys in the pipeline. Like, I don't think RSL is going to have to go out and spend money on a goalkeeper.
Shouldn't.
I think we have a pipeline for the next
one. You just pay a good one if you have one. You keep them. But honestly, I don't think that's the way to go ever.
Do you have any idea how much Ochoa is making with RSL?
I don't. Not
We'd have to
head.
Look it up.
It's not a. It's a good amount for like a 19-year-old kid. He's not making millions.
But okay, I mean, yeah, it's inevitable.
100,000 probably.
Really, man.
My guess.
I
ballpark.
Yeah, I mean, I would say he's
100,000 a year.
He's worth a lot more than
that. Oh yeah, and he will be sold and sign a huge contract at one point.
That's
stock
Chivas
rising. Or Club America or Tigres. Like, it'll be one of those teams.
That's
take
a
him.
Rising stock for sure. Yeah, I could see Tigres.
Cool.
Yeah,
I would love if he went to Tigres. I'd get that jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to get, I mean, even Sebastian Salcedo.
I want a
Puma jersey.
Let's order one. We'll
I have a Puma's, right after that, I got a Puma's training top.
Nice.
And I was just like, I'm just going to wear this shit around.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, once you want a jersey, let's order one together and we'll share shipping.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, let me know. I got to get my dad, not a Salcedo one, but
just a blank one.
Yeah, Puma's jersey. Yeah,
it's crazy. Salcedo's actually doing quite well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not blowing the league out, but
it's great for him, man. I love it for him. I love it.
It's good for RSL too. He couldn't crack the lineup here.
I hope one. That's one player I hope comebacks.
Yeah, I just like him. He's a super nice kid.
He had the left shotted, or he had like the left foot shot from outside the box, right?
Probably.
Bofo.
I'm sure he did at some point.
Do you guys remember?
He would rip those goals.
The time when he was here. I would ask, like, guys, like, who's the best player on the team, you know, during practice or whatever? Oh, Bofo. Mm-hmm. At practice, it's Bofo. Like, you're kidding. No, Bofo's out of his mind. He gets out there on the game, and then something changes, like, the pressure is different or whatever. But the freedom that he was playing with, it's awesome.
He had a lot of good matches. I think he was just mismanaged.
Yeah. Who knows? Cool. Yeah, I agree, man. You took it right out of my mouth. David Ochoa.
How about the chairs?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this, guys.
Cool. All right. Yeah, let's do that. We'll make a video here for social media in just a minute. But we have these really cool RSL lawn chairs. They're actually really, really great quality.
Retro lawn chairs.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're pretty hardy. Like, they're expensive.
$65 value.
Yep. They were gifted to us by our friend Thomas Warren over at the RSL team store. They're always putting out great product. And this time he brought two lawn chairs.
I think there's two in there, yeah. Unless yeah, you're giving yours away, too. You're keeping yours.
No, I'm keeping that one, right, dude. I need that
so
one
I think there's
sure.
two in there.
Yeah. So we're going to give a pair away.
So we give...
It's $130 value.
So we're just giving one person two, or should we give
one
to each person?
No, let's do one person. Let's do a pair.
I think one person gets two because then they have the set.
Yeah. So they're going to have to do a little more to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little more.
Really nice.
A little more.
All right.
So here's what I had in mind. You guys kill it in podcast reviews. RSL podcast reviews were number one. Nobody comes close. We have over 100.
Boom. But we want more.
We want more. We'll never stop. So we're going to start checking entries as of January 2021. All you got to do is in the podcast app, find the RSL show, go leave a review, be honest in it. I'm just going to ask that you just, you know, just give it 5 stars.
Yeah, you can tear us apart, but give it 5 stars.
Yes.
And then tear us apart in the comment.
And I will say this. You can, in the description or in the body of the comment, you can write, you could do the joke, the 2 out of 10. Do not rate us 2 out of 5 as a joke.
Yeah, you won't win. I will.
You won't win if you do that.
Yeah, not give you an entry for that.
So leave us a review. I was reading a lot of reviews from last year, and people just kind of hopped on this train saying my voice was like really cringy. I love those.
It
though.
Is though.
I know.
Your voice drives me nuts. I
yeah.
hate you.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. So you know, go there, leave us reviews. We're gonna check that, and I would say that the contest. Let's just do it. When does the season start? When's the first match? Do we know?
February 25th. 4th, 7th?
Man, that's
February
so
20-something.
Okay.
It's going to be cold, you guys.
It's going to be so
yeah.
cold.
So the entries will start today, like literally after you're done listening to this podcast. Go leave a review.
Let's cut it off like February. Let's Valentine's Day. We'll cut it off.
That's not enough time.
It's 2 weeks.
All right, fine. 2 weeks. All right, Valentine's Day. Let us know how much you love us. Talk some shit in the description.
Be as specific as possible.
Be as specific as possible, yeah. It's a great opportunity to roast someone.
As long as it's 5 stars.
Now let's
5-star roast.
5-star roast.
Yeah. I think the podcast app will allow you to update your review. So if you've left a review in the past and you think that you're like, you know, SOL.
And you really want the lawn chairs, just redo it or use a different name. What
yeah.
does it matter? Just
yeah.
use a yeah. a pseudonym.
Yeah, redo it. Yeah, create a whole new Apple ID. Oh, you know what to do. And then we'll basically should we like take a vote on the best one or should we do like a random thing? I think no, let's do random. Gotta,
we'll you be really random. Think so? Random?
Yeah, let's do random.
There's going to be some really good reviews, I think, coming back. At least I hope so.
I want to do random though because like there's some people who, you know. Maybe they're just not as good as roasting people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you don't have to roast. You can just get on there and be like.
Say some kind words.
That's
yeah,
true.
You could say something, anything. Just
all right.
Anything.
And then we should also make sure that they're following us on Twitter and or Instagram. So when we do announce it.
Yeah, you have to follow us. Like, you can't do this, you know, I'm not on Instagram thing. Like, create an Instagram and follow us.
Or Twitter.
Or Twitter.
Either one.
Call it an RS Show Fan. That'd be so cool. RSL Show Fan.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Make that your name. I'm pretty sure your chances of winning go up.
Yes. There are some stipulations. You got to be somewhat local.
Yeah, it's going to be. We're going to be.
We cannot ship these chairs.
Yeah, we're going to be leaving these somewhere at the team store for you to pick them up. So.
Yeah.
Or driving them to your house if you're close enough, hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be
I mean,
be
it'd
down.
Be creepy.
Yeah, as long as you don't have cats. I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah, and you'll be there. You've got your chairs.
Excellent. Guys, well, hey, it's been a phenomenal day. Thank you so much, Sean, for joining us.
Oh, I have so much fun.
You're
so
great. Fun. I told you this earlier. You look like Keanu Reeves.
Oh, I love that.
What? Can you take your hat off? Yeah. Is your your hair's like tied back then?
Yeah, I got it all tied up.
Is it okay? It's too much work to undo it.
Yeah, no, okay. It's just a. Okay, I just didn't wash it.
Okay, well, I just wanted to see if you actually look like Keanu
Reeves. It'll stay in that tie up. That's the problem.
That's awesome.
You don't take that thing out.
Nice. Well, guys, we love you so much. Tweet at us. Let us know if you're upset about Albert leaving, or if you're over it like us. Don't just whatever. Who cares? We don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Cool. All right. Brought to you by KSL Sports, and also brought to you by One Wire Fiber. Go check those guys out, onewire.co.
Adam's so cool, you guys. He comes in the cafe all the time. So cool.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great guy.
Mr. Sessions.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Yep. Follow that business account. All right, guys. We'll see you on the next show. Take care.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading Doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation. Care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.